Hare Krishna. In the war of egos, the winner is the bigger loser. Often, there are people who start confronting each other simply because of ego. I want to prove that I am right. The other person tries to prove that they are right. And the issue is often lost, and what happens is it becomes a battle of the ego. In such a situation, one person might get bruised and one person might just say no. And just push off. The other person may think, oh, I have won. But actually, although that person may have won in that battle of the ego, they have lost the bigger war. Because they have lost their connection with the truth. They have lost their connection with the pursuit of the truth. From the spiritual perspective, they have lost their connection with the ultimate reality. Who wins or who loses, it may be very consequential from this world's perspective. But ultimately, our battle to find real happiness depends on our capacity to overcome illusion. And the most foundational illusion that we all suffer from is the notion that we are God. Not many of us may directly claim that I am God, but we all have this belief that I am perfect, I can do no wrong. If I have said something, it must be right. And this notion is actually the cause of it, is the basis of illusion. To think that I can do no wrong. And the battle of ego, if somebody wins the battle and tries to prove that the wrong, and succeeds in proving that the wrong is right, what has happened? They have won the battle, but they have lost the war. What the war against illusion is what they have lost. They have become more tightly sealed to the misconception that they can do no wrong. That notion itself is the biggest wrong. And for winning the war against illusion, we need to begin at the foundation by giving up this idea that I can know everything, I can do everything. If we become humble, then that is the beginning of knowledge. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in 13th chapter, 8 to 12 verses, talks about 20 items that characterize knowledge. Amanitvam, adambhitvam, ahimsa, shantira, archavam. He gives a list in which the first he says is amanitvam, that is humility. In fact, Krishna talks about it more in the negation of mana is honor, not wanting to seek honor. That's how he stresses it. What it means is that this, Krishna says, this is the first quality, that means this is the doorway to knowledge. All the other attributes of knowledge will develop when we have this. And that's why when somebody closes this door by proving that they are right even when they are wrong, even if they win the battle of the ego, they are actually closing that door. They are shutting themselves out of the world of truth, out of the world of knowledge. And that's how in the war of the egos, the winner is the bigger loser. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Really nice.